10 more states are stepping into the fray over transgender rights in schools. Nebraska Attorney General Doug Peterson filed a lawsuit on Friday with 9 other states suing the Obama administration over its requirement that schools allow transgender students to use the restrooms that correspond with their gender identity. The total number of states challenging the ruling is now at 21. Joining us now is Nebraska's Attorney General Doug Peterson. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And why did you file this lawsuit?
We were concerned, we've been concerned in other areas, that certain federal agencies have attempted to broaden the scope of a law without going through either the Administrative Procedures Act or other processes that have been developed, basically complying with the rule of law. And so because this letter issued May 13th was another attempt to broaden the scope of a law, without following that process, we felt the lawsuit was necessary.
But why shouldn't, in this case, Title IX be interpreted the way that the administration is currently interpreting it, defining sex and allowing that to include transgender people who the administration believes should be able to use, for example, the bathroom that corresponds with their gender identity?
Because the legal process requires that if you're going to broaden the scope, and this has been around for a long time, Title IX and it's been around, and Title VII have been around since the 70s, there have been attempts to broaden the scope of its application, because when you look at the legislative history, it was clear that the use of the word sex meant male, female. So when you try to broaden the scope, the appropriate place is to do that through legislative amendment, and they've attempted that. That has not worked. The courts have defined, both in Title VII and Title IX, not to broaden the scope in the way that's being suggested in this letter. And so there is a process, and I think one of the things, Jeremy, people need to understand is there may be steps taken by administrative agencies that people agree with philosophically. They feel it's appropriate. The fact of the matter is there is a balance of power. There is a process that allows the ideas to be fully fleshed out and not to allow an agency to unilaterally act. So in certain situations, some citizens may say, well, gee, I think it's fine. I'm comfortable with it. But there'll be other times when an agency will do something like this. You'll say, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. I don't agree with that at all. And you have to follow process.
Well, in this case, do you agree or do you disagree with it just yourself?
That doesn't matter. What I did is I took an oath of office, and what I had to do was to make sure that the rule of law was complied with, whether it's regardless of what my personal philosophy is. What I have to do is to make sure that the rule of law is complied with. And so in this particular case, they understand that there have been laws passed, including the Administrative Procedures Act, that say if you're going to make a change like that, you have to notify people and you have to give opportunity for comment. You can't unilaterally act. So, frankly, this is my responsibility under my oath to make sure the Constitution is complied with.
So you're saying if Congress were to actually pass a law that had similar implications, you would not fight that?
Exactly. Exactly, because that's not my role. That's the balance of power that the Constitution set forth that says that's where this change is supposed to occur.
Have you had any incidents in Nebraska since the directive in which a student used a bathroom of their gender identity and there was a problem?
You know, the way in my discussions with Nebraska school administrators, it's very clear to me what they've been doing is when this issue has arisen, and it's a very rare situation, but when situations like this arise, what they do is they bring in the parents, they bring in the health care providers and the child, the student, and there is basically a plan developed that respects both the privacy of the student and also the needs of the other students in the school system. And to me, it seems to be a very, very reasonable approach. But that I have not had any issue brought to the Attorney General's office where some conflict has existed.
So why then file this lawsuit beyond just you don't want the administration, the executive branch, to do something without Congress stepping in? So you're saying there's not actually a problem at the moment in Nebraska. This is just a philosophical issue that you have with this.
It's more than just philosophical, because it's been made very apparent that the Department of Justice and the Department of Education intend to use the hammer of funding by withholding, and we receive over $300 million in Nebraska in our school systems of Title IX funding. So they've said very clearly, And they've enforced it in areas like Palatine, Illinois, where they've made it clear if you don't completely embrace the directives in the May 13th letter, that we will withhold funding. And the state of Nebraska happens to have, we run a juvenile center for both girls and boys with both junior high, high school level. So we have that current situation, and they, the other school districts all rely upon, the public schools rely upon Title IX money. So when you issue a letter taking this unilateral action to redefine or broaden the definition of sex and tell schools that they have to comply with it or they will have Title IX money revoked, that's a real and present action.
What do you make of comparisons between this, though, and what happened in the 60s and desegregation of schools and the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare using that to threaten some southern localities with the loss of federal funding if they didn't integrate their schools? Because some people look at them and say it's the same principle, basically. The federal government is saying we want to make sure that everybody is treated fairly, and if this is the way we have to do that, then this is the way we'll do it.
Jeremy, I just have to do what my role is as Attorney General is to stand by the oath that I took. And so when I see a process that is being applied in 2016 that I believe is outside the rule of law, that's the one I have to address. And I can't really try to make comparisons with the 60s.
Do you think this is going to end up at the Supreme Court?
I think it will. I'm not certain of that, but I think there's a potential it will.
That's Doug Peterson, Attorney General for the state of Nebraska. He has just filed a lawsuit along with nine other states to fight the Obama administration's ruling on transgender bathrooms. Doug Peterson, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, Jeremy.